You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
On Friday, we talked to this guy named Gus. And Gus was said he was going to be a happy camper over the weekend because he was looking forward to it. And so we had a brief conversation about whether some people who camp look down their nose at other campers who don't do it to the same, what would you call it, the same level of macho?
Well, it's the roughing it factor. You know, when you think about camping, you're supposed to rough it. You leave your modern conveniences behind, and you go and you kill squirrels and cook them over an open fire to survive for the weekend, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas then you got the people pulling up in their $100,000 RVs with slide outs on it and marble floors and fireplaces, and they're camping. Mm-hmm. And that's not really roughing it, you know?
If you're taking something up camping that has a wine cellar,
mm-hmm. Yes, not probably really not camping. Mm.
Like, where do we draw the line? I mean, you take a camper up, and it's not a $100,000 job.
No, but it's a...
But you still know, consider it camping.
It's a travel trailer, and we've got a... Yeah, it's camping. I mean, we're still outdoors. We do make the fire outside, but... you know, we can go inside and we have a queen size bed and an espresso maker and a full juice bar, you know?
Yeah. And see, I'm not a camp. I don't camp. I don't do it. And I don't hide the fact I'm not down on it. I mean, mm-hmm. If people do it, hey, power to you. I'm not saying it's terrible. I just choose not to do it. However, as an outsider,
yeah,
I have to admit, and don't get mad at me, I have to say, I only think of camping as tents. Otherwise, I think we need to come up, and I know people call it glamping, I get that,
or but
I think
RVing. There needs to be, it's RVing.
Yeah, RVing is fine, and that's great, mm-hmm. But to me, if you are camping, you need to be in a tent, or not even in a tent, just out in a sleeping
like
bag under
old,
the stars.
Old West style, where you are curled up next to the fire using the rock as a pillow. That's camping.
Well, they would use their saddles, Jeremy, to throw the saddle down.
There
and
you
that
go.
Would be the pillow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have to say, I mean, Gus was being very, kind to everyone, but he says he's a tent guy.
Yeah.
And I just know that when he sees people pulling up, and like you're talking about, hey, some of those RVs are $1 million.
They're really cool, though.
And he's got it when he sees those pull up. Say, that's not camping.
Yeah, but we also asked how old he was, and I think he said 31. So
he's 31.
He's approaching the age where he's going to wake up with a really sore back. But at 31, right. I feel like you still can camp. You blow up your little air mattress, and you camp outside, and you wake up all chipper, ready to hike and take on your day. Whereas you do get to our age, and you're like, you know what? I still want to enjoy the outdoors, but I do want protection from bears, and I want a real mattress.
Okay, so I remember having a debate, a friendly debate with a coworker several years ago about this, because when they would go camping, they would go and stay in a cabin. And you know how I always laugh and say my idea of camping is the Broadmoor. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is camping.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to them, I was like, well, it's not really camping if you're in a cabin. No. They said, yes, it is.
That's not
I
camping.
I said, well, if I go stay at the Broadmoor, am I camping? They go, no. And I go, well, what's the difference? Because I'll go outside just as much as you will. I don't stay in my room. When you go to sleep, they're going into a cabin that has a heater.
Walls and a ceiling.
And it has a bathroom.
Yeah. That's right? A house. You're
it's
going
got a
into
kitchen.
A house.
So I'm like, what's the difference between me going into my room at the Broadmoor and you going into a cabin?
Well,
explain
about, probably
why
about
one is
about $400 a night is the difference. But.
Right. Okay, well, then it's even a Motel 6. I don't care. But I mean... What's the difference? How is it camping
that's
if you're
not
staying
camping.
In a cabin?
That's not cabin. Or that's not camping. That's going to the cabin for the weekend.
Well,
that's
then
not
yours
camping.
Isn't either.
It is. It is camping.
Why?
Because
you're
we're
going
out into
something?
A dirt road in the middle of wilderness where there are animals. And, I mean, we've had bears. Well, I guess you could have a bear come up to your cabin.
Yes.
We've had bears look in our windows on our trailer.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like they licked the windows while we were like, ah, freaked out in there. What is the difference?
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. If you want to get in on this debate and set us straight, Because I guarantee you people have already thought about this. Truth of the matter is, when I moved from Colorado about 18 months ago, it's because I was asked to move. I was asked to leave when people found out I, A, did not have a dog, and B, I don't camp. So people ran me out of the state.
You got to go. It's un-American right there.
So we're talking about camping. When people say, yeah, I'm going to go stay in a cabin, I'm going camping, and I kind of...
Cabin?
No. I kind of look at them askance.
It's a house.
Yeah. Alisa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
So what's your rule on this? I mean, if your friends tell you, Alisa, that they're going camping, but they're staying in a cabin, what's your reaction?
No, no, a cabin is not camping. My friends know better than to say that to me, because I'm a hardcore tent camper. I always have been. And I'm older, so I'm not 31 jumping out of my...
So you roll out of your tent then.
I roll out of my tent and I say, I love my tent, even though...
I love my tent.
Yeah, I do, because I can put it in the back of my car. But my feeling is, like, if you have to have a generator or you have to plug stuff in there, that's not camping.
It's so nice to plug a toaster up or a coffee maker, though. Get that morning coffee.
You should have to get out your camp stove like the rest of us and, like... Stand there for 15 minutes and watch the ground, like, feel out all over.
Get
the
your percolator,
over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have to do those things, and it should be a little roughing it, but, yeah.
Okay. So for you,
the generator next to me, I'm like, you're cutting into all of our peace. This is not camping.
Uh-oh. Right, okay. So yeah. For you, the dividing line is the generator. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, and the plugging in of things, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Listen, I'm glad you called. Watch out for bears, and thanks for listening to the show, okay?
Thanks. So you have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you very, very much. Here comes Tony. Tony, what is the dividing line for you where it's no longer camping?
My dividing line is if you have a toilet.
Mm.
That toilet. Is the dividing line.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your tent, you're cool. You have a small little generator, you're still okay. One of those little teardrop trailers, okay, yeah, you're still kind of camping. But if you can sit down and have your morning glory, your...
Tony needs to dig a hole. A digging of a hole is involved in, hey, I'm camping.
Or you go to, like, the state park, toilet vaults, and you have to fight the flies.
Oh, God.
Okay,
No. That's not camping. Those where you have the concrete pad and toilets you can go to, that's not camping.
Says the guy with a camper.
Dude, I've camped at Chatfield. If I need to run an errand to Safeway real quick, that's not camping.
You can walk to Safeway from there.
I could walk to Safeway. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're funny, Tony.
Tony,
like
I'm
you.
Glad you called us, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. You guys have a great week.
See
Love
ya.
Listening.
Thanks, man.
Well, that means the world to us. Thank you for
the
that.
The ones that gross me out are where you can go buy those orange Home Depot buckets. And then the people that put an actual toilet seat on those orange buckets,
oh,
and you see them sitting out there.
No. What happens to the bucket afterwards?
You dump the bucket, I guess. Or pack it in, pack it out. Those buckets have lids. That's so gross.
One more call. It's Robert. Robert, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hi, Rob.
What's the dividing line when you're no longer camping? What do you think?
Well, I'd have to agree with the previous two callers, whether you have electricity and if you can, have a toilet. It's more of enduring the nature, hearing the sounds,
yeah.
Really having to be scared of, I have to go to the bathroom. Are there any bears around me?
Right. Am I going to have to use a leaf? That's when you're like, this is camping.
Exactly. Yeah, well,
you got to use a pine cone. And you come home a little itchy. You've been camping.
Accidentally use poison ivy, right?
Or then, a ground squirrel.
Robert, thank you for being on the show. You guys make us laugh. Thank you for being part of our show today.